in this borderland. This is precisely the borderland where dissent gets waylaid in multiple ways, all of them varieties of distraction, all of them buffers that get pushed front and center. Perhaps their favorite, because it works so faithfully and is relatively cheap, is the police, quote unquote. And I'm putting quotes around that to express that it's a tactic. I'm talking about the police as a tactic that waylays our bodies. And then there's the pundits who define what it means to be wise, smart, which of course we all want to be. They see the hook. This is a quote that Joel, a long quote from Noam Chomsky, which we'll read partially, that Joel has in his book, Rage Against the Machine. It begins by Joel himself speaking. So what does all this activism mean if at the end of the road, a band as venomous and exciting as Rage Against the Machine can fade quietly away? Perhaps this, that their message, viral in its behavior, lingers on long after the music itself has stopped. What Rage would no doubt tell you to do would be to stop reading, go out and do whatever you feel you need to do to make the world better. On which note, this is Joel speaking, there's one more Noam Chomsky quote as directed to Morello in that pivotal Radio Free LA interview, which we should revisit to ensure that this final point is hammered home. Asked, what sort of society do you envision as one that would not be based on exploitation or domination? And how would we get there from here? The great man answered, quote, I don't really understand the question. It's kind of interesting. I'm asked that question constantly in sort of privileged circles. I'm never asked it when I go to talk to poor people. They tell me what they're doing. Maybe they ask for a comment, but they don't ask how to do it. How you do it is very straightforward. You go out and do it. If you want a more free and democratic society, you go out and do it. He elaborated. The civil rights movement, the anti-war movement, the sharp critique and breakdown of illegitimate authority in all sorts of domains, which took place since the 60s, the environmental movements, the feminist movement, the solidarity movements in the 80s, all of these things changed society a lot. Well, how did they do it? Well, they just did it. People got together, they organized, they pressured, they tried to learn. They tried to help others to learn. That's the way things change. That's why we don't live under feudalism and slavery. That's why we have, by comparative standards, a very free society in the United States, with a lot of opportunities and options and very limited capacity on the part of the state for forced control. Well, that's been gained by struggle. Unquote. Did you notice that he changed the subject? And I'm going to skip ahead a bit to Joel's comment on this. This is Joel speaking. You take his point. Action is all that's necessary to make change happen. That and cooperation, whether it's sending a song to number one at Christmas or evicting a dictatorial leader from office, the approach is essentially the same. Get together, form a plan, and execute it. And while you're at it, play some inspirational music and turn up the volume. I'm sure you can think of the perfect band. Unquote from Joel McIver's Rage Against the Machine. The problem is, power is using that same inspirational music, has a global focus, a tight lock on the limits of discourse, of debate, and virtually limitless resources. And our oceans are dying.